The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the Cooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts, is hosted by Jeffrey T. Cooner. He is liberalism's worst nightmare. He's a conservative nationalist. He champions God, country and family. And I'm delighted to say, as always at this time of the Thursday, that Jeff is with me now. Jeff, it is good to talk to you. How is the fallout from Donald Trump's conviction going down?
It is, Kieran, I've never seen anything like it. It is a massive fallout. A little bit unpredictable. It's not exactly how people thought it would go, but in essence, he was found guilty on 34 counts of falsifying business records. Now, the Biden campaign was hoping, and this was their ace in the hole, that should the jury find him guilty, this would collapse Trump's numbers among independents. That has not happened. It has, however, dented his numbers. Biden has moved the needle. A lot of the polls now show it's a neck and neck race. Trump was previously ahead. Many polls now show it dead even. The battleground states, Biden has made up a lot of ground. So Trump has taken some, there's no question, he has been hurt by this. However, ironically, his fundraising has gone through the roof. He raised over $200 million within 3 days of the verdict coming down. Many people it was feeling it was unjust. It was over the top. It was excessive. And now the big question, Kieran, is what are they going to do with sentencing? The judge is sentenced. He's going to sentence July 11th. That's when he believes Trump is going to now be told whether he goes to jail or not. And what I can tell you this with absolute certainty, the prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, is asking minimum that Trump be put at Rikers Island, which is a very violent, it's one of the most violent prisons in the United States, for a minimum of 1 year. If he doesn't get 1 year at Rikers, he wants Trump to be put under home confinement or house arrest with an ankle bracelet at Mar-a-Lago for at least a year. Now, if the judge says yes to either of those, it would directly interfere into the election because Trump would be unable to campaign. He couldn't go to Georgia or Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or Arizona. He would basically either be behind bars or he'd be in a basement, essentially in Mar-a-Lago. And that, I think, is going to have a massive impact on the election.
What's the perceived wisdom, Jeff, as to what the judge will do? Because I've kind of read different accounts. One is that like what Trump has been found guilty of is kind of lower end of the scale, maybe in terms of the crime, and that you'd generally get maybe a community service or something like that for it. On the other hand, people have been pointing out his continued attacks on the judge and that the judge doing the sentencing might take the opportunity to exact a little bit of revenge.
That's right. Yeah, no, he's got him under a gag order. Trump keeps trying. He's chafing at the gag order. He wants to break the gag order. The judge is not going to allow him, at least until sentencing on July 11th. Kieran, I mean, I just had a sense that they were going to find him guilty. This is my sense again. I don't have a crystal ball. The judge is a partisan judge. I'm not saying that to attack him. It's been well reported. He's a big Obama supporter, big Biden supporter. He donated to the Biden campaign. He even, in fact, donated to an organization called Stop Trump. So he is no friend of Trump's, and he never has been. My prediction, if I think he's going to put him under house arrest, the reason being he realizes that if he puts Trump in jail, the backlash is going to be immense. It's probably going to help Trump. May even seal his election victory. But if he puts him under house arrest, the one big advantage that Trump has over Biden is that Biden is not that good a campaigner. I mean, he's a better debater than Trump. He's got other strengths, obviously, that Trump doesn't have. But in terms of sheer campaigning, Trump is one of the best campaigners I've seen in about 15 to 20 years. He has a lot of energy, a lot of vigor. He feeds off of the electricity in the crowd. When he comes into a place, he always gets his poll numbers a little higher. So putting him behind, not behind bars, but putting him in house arrest would neutralize a massive advantage that Trump has. And it would now reinforce the image of him as a convicted felon. He can't leave the home, and would really tilt the political battlefield in Biden's favor. I believe if that happens, many Americans are going to think this is going to make the election essentially illegitimate, that this is direct election interference, that if you're going to sentence him after the election, but give him a chance to be the nominee, to be the candidate, to go out and campaign. We shall see what will happen. But I think, honestly, Kieran, the fallout's going to be the sentencing. We will know exactly what the fallout happens on July 11th.
You mentioned Joe Biden a few times. Let me ask you about this Wall Street Journal story. So the headline, for people who didn't see it on this side of the water, behind closed doors, Biden shows signs of slipping. What's it about?
It's a devastating piece. It's a front page New York Wall Street Journal. It has shook Washington, and the White House has been trying to attack it and disparage it and refute it. They have about 45 sources, many Democrats, some Republicans, some even within Biden's own cabinet. Now, they're not on the record. It's more on anonymity. But what they're saying is that he's clearly has slipped. There has been noticeable decline, especially in the last 2 years. They say he falls asleep at meetings, cabinet meetings, that he often seems confused, that he even needs cue cards to just, you know the basic facts. So what it reinforces, and this is Biden's biggest weakness, is that this is clearly a president now who's in his early 80s with some cognitive physical decline issues. And that's not going anywhere. And Kieran, there's a poll out that, you know, over half of Democrats think that they'd be much better served with a younger, better candidate. The problem is Biden beat Trump in 2020. And his argument is, I beat Trump in 2020. I can beat Trump again in 2024. And that's why Democrats do not want to rock the boat. They don't want to throw him under the bus. They believe that he did it once. He can do it again. And so they're going to stick with him. But the dynamic in the race is very interesting. Trump, either you love him or you hate him. In other words, his base is behind him all the way. Biden doesn't have that. What Biden has is something different. They just hate Trump. There's very little sort of fervor for Biden, you know, a Bidenite or whatever, a diehard Biden supporter. So it's really the election is a referendum, not on Biden, ironically, even though he's president. It's now really a referendum on Trump. And either you want Trump or you don't want Trump. And if you don't want Trump, you're going all in on Biden. If you want Trump, you're going all in on Trump. So this is now the state of the race. And I think it's going to stay this way all the way to November. The only thing that can now move the needle is the sentencing on July 11th and the two presidential debates. But outside of that, Kieran, I think it's pretty much baked in the cake. We're going to have a very close presidential election. It's going to be decided by 2 or 3 points. And really, I think the independents now are going to be the difference maker.
Jeff Kuhner, host of the Kuhner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff, as always, pleasure. Thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.